And Dale.
And Mark. And you can...
confused about this whole cult leader thing.
I want to be the cult leader and get a harem.
For those of you just tuning in, I've been accused of being a part of a cult or the leader of a cult or something like that. We'll get into that here in a little bit more detail and then get right into your phone calls about what you want because we were in the midst of it in the last hour. 800-259-9231 is the number. There is an attack piece that has been posted over at freestateblogs.net against my website, freekeen.com. They're specifically calling me out, even though the site is populated by about a dozen liberty activists who can write whatever they want, as long as it's a liberty mindset on the site. And there is no prescription at freekeen.com against political stuff. There's a local guy here that is running for office as an anarchist. He's an anarchist running for office. Now, some people would say that's not possible, but he's doing it. I think he's a real principled guy. And he's running for political office. I've invited him to blog at freekeen.com. So there's no prohibition on talking about inside the system things or anything like that. But this guy over at Free State Blogs is trying to make it look that way. And I just wanted to rebut some of his presumptions. So we will continue here. He's talking about how you need to compromise. You need to work within the system. You need to be diplomatic and compromise. If you're dealing with people with differing views. But Ian seems to think that he and his freekeen chums stamp their feet, then they should get their own way. Well, you know what? In fact, we have gotten our own way. In that last night I was at the Nightcap, and we hang out now at 11 o'clock at night every night in Keene at the Central Square Park, and there's open alcohol consumption, and there's open cannabis consumption that goes on there, and the cops drive by, and we've waved at them, and some of them have waved back. They don't all wave. But sometimes the cop will, there's like a local cop that'll walk around the outside perimeter of the circle.
Really?
They're checking doors, which I'm fine with. I think that's a fine thing for a peace officer to do, to make sure the doors in downtown are closed and locked at night.
Yeah. I'm sure a store owner would appreciate a call if it wasn't.
Absolutely.
Hey, you left your door unlocked here.
Yeah, so they're just walking around checking doors as we're partying in the park, and they never have set foot. Over the several weeks now that we've been doing these, they've never once set foot in the park. So as far as I'm concerned, we did get our way, and we didn't have to stamp our feet. We just acted like free people. Anyway, he says,
by no means the end of the civil disobedience activism successes. I mean...
Oh, no, that's true. I'm just giving him the most recent one. And it's a significant one, too. It's as if I disagree, says the writer, with all the civil disobedience that Ian and his free chums undertake. The 420 protests where they go and sit in the local park and smoke spliffs at 420 every afternoon, I thought was pretty obvious and does push the legalization argument. Obviously, there has been objections. I get more bad grammar from him. Have been objections from the wider community living in Keene, but reading the comment, should I fix it or should I read the bad grammar?
I think that
he probably
writes in the manner that he does because he speaks a dialect that is, the grammar may be different in.
I don't think
the Queen's English.
British grammar is that different.
Cockney is by no means the Queen's English.
This doesn't strike me as Queen's English.
It's not.
Or Cockney English.
You think
either.
He's Cockney?
He has a Cockney accent. He's actually South African.
Anyway, having read the comments in the local press, it's not people have been saying they shouldn't be smoking marijuana because it's illegal, but they shouldn't be doing it in the local park, rather. If they want to smoke marijuana, they should do it on their own property. The local park is for the use of everybody, and therefore some compromise is needed about what people should and shouldn't do. Well, wait a minute. If the park is for everybody...
It's illegal on your own property. It's illegal on the park. There really isn't... That really doesn't apply. It has nothing to do with being in the park for it. I mean, you know, and obviously the point is not made when people have been doing it in their home and hasn't changed anything. What's happened is Central Square is actually a safe place to smoke marijuana. You might be more likely to get in trouble at home.
Sure,
you know,
be all
they
alone
might bust your door in and no right. one's around and you don't have that safe zone for smoking it. This is actually a safe zone.
Absolutely.
At least at a couple of times a day when there's, you know, a fairly significant number of people there with cameras if anything were to go down, and that hasn't for months.
And, of course, it's always compromise in the direction of less freedom, right? He's talking about how we should compromise.
You should compromise with other people who are using a certain space, and I would say, you know, just don't be rude to people, and if other people are, you know,
no one's been rude. We've offered people beers.
That's my point. That's my point is that no one has done anything to get into the space or violate anyone else in the park.
But the idea is, except
in their own minds.
Right. Maybe. The idea is that because we're there, that some people don't feel comfortable, like say, bringing their children to the park, that kind of thing.
The dispute here is someone. But, you know, it's somebody from outside the area. So what he doesn't understand about the Central Square is that it has traditionally been an area where people go to raise political issues, and that mostly people don't go there for recreation. One might make, an argument on that. So maybe on some holiday they'll have somebody under the pavilion or something
like that.
Occasionally you'll see someone, you know, it's a cute little area. It's not very big. So, okay, but you'll see someone stop for a little while, maybe eat their lunch on a park bench or something. I mean, but that's not happening
at 420.
But what's happening at 420 things is not disruptive to anything.
It's just disruptive to the people that don't want to see it, right? They want to make sure
people
that they
want to control other people.
But that controversy is pretty much over.
It's disruptive to people who want to control other people and aren't getting their way. That's what it's disruptive to.
So he says, oh, that's far too authoritarian for Ian and his free Keene chums. Of course, those living in Keene all get a set. I'll get to say what should or shouldn't be allowed to happen in the local park, but don't expect those from Free Keene to involve themselves in the system where they can have a say in what goes on in relation to the local park other than the possibility of mocking and obstructing. And while it's true that most of the activists in the Keene area are not involved in the political system, it's not true that all of them aren't. There's a few locals that go to the Republican meetings. There's one or two that go to the local Democrat meetings. And again, we're just at the very beginning here. This is the very beginning of this movement. More people are going to come here that are going to get involved in the political system. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing.
I try to be honest with people. If they want to come to Keene, if you're into politics, there's probably more politics and more of a support structure in Concord for that. But the benefit you get if you come to Keene is you can be the big fish in a small pond.
And you can look like the good guy, right? I mean, you can position yourself against the civil disobedience folks, and you can, well, I'm not those guys. I'm me.
I'm trying to work through your system the way you want me to, on your hamster wheel.
Right? I kind of feel like if you come to Free Keene, to Keene, and they find out that you're in any way involved in the Free State Project, that your political aspirations are dashed.
Oh, that's my opinion.
I don't think so.
Then you haven't really talked to the people that are actually doing that, have you?
Yeah, I don't have that impression from the people who are doing it.
Have. Well, I was just talking with Will May the other night, who's going to the Democrat meetings, and he says that everything's fine there. Wasn't he really welcome to the...
No, actually, there was one person making a stink, and that person got apparently chewed out about it.
The one guy who did not want him to come to the lunches, he's organizing those lunches, the private meeting of private people.
But the public meetings,
where they're all Democrats... He's getting along with people just fine there. So it's just that one guy.
I remember they were turned away from a meeting by some lone, I don't want to call him a lone gunman, but what's the right expression? A rogue who basically said, oh, you're not allowed here. And someone else got very upset about that. And several people actually got very upset about that someone was turned away. And he didn't have the authority to do that, according to them. And they, in fact, went quite out of their way to try and make them feel welcome again because they got this.
He's been having positive conversations with people, Mark, and things have been going well for him. It's just that one guy that's a total jerk. Anyway, and you're going to find that in any place. Wherever you're challenging the status quo, some people aren't going to like you.
That's what gets me is there's going to be people write nasty comments about you. Go do Democrat politics, and I guarantee you they're going to be Republicans writing comments at least as nasty as what people say about Free Keene folks.
Think about all the
name-calling. If you have a controversial opinion, people are going to resort to some really ridiculous tactics to smear you.
It's to be expected.
It's typical politics.
Yes. In fact, if you listen to the talk radio programs and how vicious they can be to the other side.
I can't believe people
side.
Can be so thin-skinned and try to take... You can't take on a controversial position and be thin-skinned. Thicken your skin. You're going to have people trying to smear you if you say something they don't like.
Yep, that's absolutely the case, and we've seen it happening over and over again. And you see it happening within the political system. It's so common that you hear on talk radio, and we don't do this stuff on Free Talk Live, but on most talk radio shows, they have these little pet names for the politicians and these insulting, poking fun at these other side, right? So they're constantly on the attack.
It's brutal. It's vicious. It's as bad as anything we've heard about freaking people.
Maybe I should just make up silly names about you, like Captain Dork Pants or something.
You've already
like that.
Done that. 800-259-9231. Sticks and stones. More coming up. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. Features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. It's freedomcam.net.
Rebutting misunderstandings, presumptions, we're rebutting lots of misinformation here in a hit piece that was put out against one of the sponsors of this program, my blog site, where Dale and I are both participants. Mark, at one time you have been in the past, and you've been a recent guest blogger at freekeen.com, suggesting it's a cult. And that we don't care about what other people think, and that people don't like us, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, as we just pointed out, whenever you take a position that is controversial, people are going to not like it.
And try to smear you.
Yeah, and that's what we've got going on here. So a little more, and then we get right into your phone calls. When the Free State Project came into being, says the writer at freestateblogs.net, I think those living in New Hampshire probably thought fair enough, because they thought it to be an organization that's a libertarian organization that will lobby for change within the system. But then the anarchists signed up. I've said it before that anarcho-capitalists often remind me of people who turn up at a party where people are content buzzing on beer and weed, but anarcho-capitalists want to get wasted on whiskey and smack. I've heard those live in New Hampshire, particularly in the town of Keene, who aren't libertarian, say the FSP was okay until it was usurped by
anarchists.
Well,
that party thing, I didn't agree with him until the party, that whole party thing, and that was incredibly persuasive. Now, what the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. It's so disjointed.
What about your something gargle blasters at the other night at the party?
That was just a strong drink.
Yeah. If this is the best critique that there is out there of what's going on in Freekeen,
what the hell is he talking about?
This was worthy of a guest blog at freestateblogs.net. I mean, they must be desperate for good content.
All you can do is like come up with this really stereotypical and farcical sort of notion of anarcho-capitalists as these crazy smack doing folks. I don't know anyone who does smack.
They exist, but they're not in
our movement. Friends are anarchists. It's like,
he says, I find anarchists a nuisance because they're perpetuating a pipe dream that government can be totally dismantled, or that government should be dismantled. Like those people that had that pipe dream that humans could fly,
That's another misconception. I think it's another misconception to say that. I can be against crime completely, but I think most people would say they are against crime completely. Doesn't mean that you believe you will ever do away completely with crime. You should still be against it, right? That's
absolutely
what an anarchist is someone who's against, who sees government as crime and they're against it.
I think that at times one can take a stand.
Whether it's ever dismantled or not, you're against it.
Understood. I get where you're coming from. However, I think that there are times when one can take the extreme stand and it alienates the audience as opposed to bringing them to nearer to where you're looking for. And I think that might be what he's addressing here.
Well, that's why I don't call myself an anarchist, because I think that term has got a lot of baggage associated with it. And it's got a connotation of no rules, whereas a voluntarist does not have that connotation. But anyway, he goes on to say, I generally think they are no more than an unhelpful nuisance. However, Ian Freeman and his Freekeen cohorts are dangerous. Freekeen started off as just another anarchist blog, but
this guy's falling.
You're going to destroy the movement. How many times has that been said about the activism up here? You're going to destroy the liberty movement. At first it was the marijuana thing, then it was the topless girl, and none of it destroyed anything in regards to the movement.
But that's just it. But some people got upset and tried to smear us, which is what happens whenever you do anything remotely controversial. So just get a thick skin, folks, and move on.
Embrace your principles and stand by them. Anyway, he says that it's become commonly perceived of as an anarchist group due to the activities of Ian and the others who post on Freekeen. That would be you, Dale. What Freekeen really happens to be is a cult. Because of Ian's determination to advocate libertarianism as rigidly as the non-initiation of force, many cults are founded upon black and white thinking, usually along the lives, I think he means lines, usually along the lines of us and them, with the them somehow being evil. And this is where he really goes off the rail and doesn't understand me at all. Ian portrays all government as evil, and others involved in Freekeen attempt to portray those who work for government as evil, and those who support their being government as evil. Yeah, go ahead and look at the...
I don't think all government evils is evil, only monopoly government.
Well, no, I think that, as I pointed out before, the people in government are some nice folks. I mean, I've talked to them. I've had lunch with some of them.
I'm not inclined to call any people evil.
I think
they're evil. You know, I can describe actions as evil and even maybe certain institutions as the nature of them as being evil or certain premises they're based on as being evil. But I am very disinclined, particularly as a Quaker, to refer to people as evil.
Right. One of our new bloggers on the site, Brad Jardis, former law enforcement member, has been blogging recently about how he's come to the conclusion that at one time he was a hired thug. That doesn't mean that he thought he was evil at that time. Looking back on it, he realized that what he did was wrong, that he hurt people, and he feels sorry about that now, and he wants to do everything he can to make that better. And I think that we should embrace these people that are in government as human beings that have been misled. They're believing something that is harmful to their fellow man, and that's something that they need to be awoken to. But if you think other people are evil, then there's no way that you can really believe that they can change, right? I mean, if they're evil,
then
they're
evil. That's the problem I have with it, and I've gotten that impression from some people, is that they're just, like, evil to the core, and the only way to deal with them is destruction, you know?
That's not how we're going to get to the voluntary society.
No, it isn't.
We're not going to get to the voluntary society by destroying anything.
You have to believe in redemption. You have to believe in that people can get better and see the light and so forth.
So he says, to somebody like Ian Freeman, government is the enemy. It's the sole enemy, the single villain. The way Ian Freeman talks about government being the root of all evil, it's reminiscent of anti-Semites claiming that all Jews being the root of all evil. The most dangerous thing about Ian and others involved with Free Keen, they think they're right absolutely, no matter what others say, no matter what the local community around them might think. Well, first of all, Ziggy, you don't live here, so you don't know what the community thinks, and all the people that claim to speak for the whole community obviously don't. They speak for themselves and maybe the handful of friends that they talk to on a regular basis. That's about it. And besides that, I don't consider these people my enemies. Again, this is a political mindset, by the way, that he's basically projecting his political mindset because he takes a position. He's a part of a political party.
I have a particular issue with this notion of they think they're right and everyone else is wrong, that's actually completely contrary to the whole notion of libertarianism. I actually think that the whole point of libertarianism is you never actually presume to be right, because that's essentially what you're doing when you initiate force on others. Is like, I know I'm right. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not going to try to persuade you. I'm just going to make you do what I know is right. And that's what we are rejecting. And the whole notion of it is that, look, I'm doing what I think is right, and I'm trying to live and let live, and, you know, I know you feel differently, so do your thing. Just let's not use violence on each other.
It's his paradigm where people are enemies. It's the political paradigm where there's an enemy party. There's the opposition party, the other side of the aisle, the right and the left. That's his paradigm and his perspective that he is projecting onto us. As far as I'm concerned, FreeKeen.com does not share that particular viewpoint. We're all just human beings. Let's get along.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032, or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can actually use the site to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can submit different things that you find interesting, maybe a video of some sort or a news post or a blog or something. Anything you find interesting, you can submit to the site, submit the URL. Other listeners get to vote up or vote down on it, comment on it, and then the most voted up will make it on the front page at the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to talk about them. It's all there for you, and it is free at freetalklive.com.
Do you like your talk radio to yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear the word bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard? Gosh, I do this every time.
One of last
Rothbard time. By beard length. Is that almost a tongue twister?
Well, they did put a tongue twister in there.
Yeah. If you'd answered yes to any of these tongue twisters, then Thinking Liberty is a show for you. Thinking Liberty, the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS-certified extremists. Tune in live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern to pick up your podcast at thinkingliberty.net.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, Lauren is listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, wow, guys, deep water tonight.
What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I called about the American empire that I think we ought to be building, but I want to comment on a couple of things you guys were talking about.
Sure.
With regard to Ziggy, you know, don't give Ziggy a break. He'll get to the truth eventually. He's just frustrated.
Yes.
You know, you guys want to live in freedom. You want to live in an environment where others love and respect freedom and truth, and he thinks there's a solution within a system of lies, you know, and you know, to win peace and freedom, you have to get to the truth. You know, what you do with it's your own business, but, you know, you got to understand no man made you. You know, no man has the right to consume or control any portion of the fruit of another man's labor. That's slavery.
I love your calls, Lauren. I love your calls.
Oh, good. Well, you know, this is a simple concept, but we've gotten so far away. And, you know, I know everybody's got their own idea about what God is and what's going on there. But we do all understand nobody made us, not anybody on this planet. You know,
well,
so dominionomics is a no-no. You know, no man taking dominion over other men. So, but anyway, I wanted you to check out one thing, too. The Goldman Sachs, this is how come we're getting rolled like this. Because we don't respect that there's a God that made us and that we have a right to control the fruit of our labor and to control our own lives and that no man has the right to charge us for air with a carbon tax or taxes to have a baby or have a dog or, you know, rent on your house, on your land. I mean, to who? To a bunch of thieves. Did you see where the Goldman Sachs got a $500 million fine? It was at the top of the hour when you...
No, I didn't hear that. They're going to have to pay the fine, I'm sure, to the government, right?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks' worth of their profit. So they got a $500 million set. They stole billions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And the thing is, they've done such a good job dumbing down all the kids who've grown up to be adults and don't know or understand, you know, basic economics, history. You know, Hitler, Stalin, they don't get it. Freedom. You know, how to read. Anything that matters. They've stolen it all. And the thing is, what did you think they would do? You're going to let the people who are setting you up to rob you educate your children.
Now,
three generations into it, nobody understands what the hell's going on. So,
probably more than three generations in. The government's been running the school since, what, the late 1800s, pretty
much? Yeah, but the snowball takes a
while.
Yeah,
but they didn't really have a good handle on everybody. You
know,
you didn't have the mandatory regulations for school even in Ohio until 56.
And
now, you know, people like me and homeschooling people understand, wait a minute, who the heck are you people telling me what I can do with my life and my children?
Yep,
I don't think so. So,
I love that question. Who are you people anyway? You're just a bunch of strangers.
Well, they're the same people that just robbed. Goldman Sachs was in trouble for betting against the collateralized debt obligations that they sold to government institutions. Then they bet against them on the backside. This is what they're being fined for.
Yeah.
And we're letting them control our education. We're letting them control. You know, that's what I called about was the American Empire. I want us to grow our way out of our problems, a homegrown revolution. If it was good enough in 1888 to run the country, food, clothing, shelter, fuel, energy, plastics, biodegradable plastics, why are we using, you know, did you see the thing where bisphenol A, it's in the plastics, and they've banned it in a couple states now because it causes feminization of the males and do you see all that?
No, I didn't.
Is this
Well, you could use hemp, okay? You could use hemp for clothes. We import it from 60 countries. Why the hell are we importing anything? I mean, if it was
because
good enough
DEA
to be a
Because the DEA says you can't grow it here. That's pretty much
right,
it, right?
But my point is it's not about people smoking marijuana. You know, you were talking about how, and by the way, everybody knows you're not a cult. But well,
apparently not.
No. He's just frustrated, really. People are very, look at, if you're,
yeah.
I believe
who's really frustrated is the person who posted this horribly written post by someone across the
ocean. Yeah, but people are bored. They have, like, no lives. I mean, they really. Yeah.
I think it's jealousy, really.
TV,
I mean, he's...
They watch the world. They're watchers. They don't participate,
To
really.
Ziggy's credit, he is participating over in the U.K., and he is...
No, he is, but he's, like, kicking his foot against the door. So, yeah, you're participating by getting your leg all broken up. Now you go to the hospital, pay the globalists a bunch of money to take care of your broken leg.
Well, right.
And
he's running up
them.
Against the brick wall of the system. You're absolutely right about that. And so then he looks over here and sees us having these civil disobedience success stories, and he's jealous. Thanks for the call tonight, Lauren. I always appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Continuing with our lady listeners, Rachel is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rachel. Rachel in Colorado going once. Rachel in Raphael. I'm sorry, that's not Rachel. Let's try not a lady. Raphael in Colorado.
Oh, that was great. Nice.
Sorry about that, man.
No problem. How you guys doing today?
Good.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just moved here from St. Petersburg, Florida. I used to live on the Gulf and just moved here last week. I'm a 23-year-old, you know, I'm a young guy and young entrepreneur. And what I, you know, I really feel like I want to contribute. Well, I have been contributing. We actually, I was working with some scientists last year, and that we're working on a product for about 30 years, made up of microorganisms that down the hydrocarbon and crude oil. So, you know, what we did is, you know, it's so political, this whole entire oil spill. I mean, there's so many different things that's going on that people don't know about, and it's just not disclosed to prevent any kind of panic or whatnot. So what I did is, you know, this product is naturally based microorganisms that pretty much remove the toxicity out of crude oil. And so I was like, you know, how am I going to do this? And I ended up getting introduced to the you know, the USF. They're one of the leading institutions that have their hands in the oil spill. They just threw a $100 million proposal to BP about 2 weeks ago.
USF, the University of South Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
So so I ended up showing them this product, and man, I'm telling you, they were so shocked. So, I mean, the marine microbiologist has never seen anything like it, you know, and then I got introduced to the petroleum biologist who, you know, who we just had our second meeting yesterday and went into an agreement that they're going to use our product and do, you know, and fund it to, you know, do a lot of studies on it in regards to the oil spill. And so, you know, I mean, I'm a young entrepreneur. I mean, I have a good team together I brought together, and, you know, I'm the president of Spartacus Company. And, you know, the employees I have, you know, they're just, you know, anybody who I bring on is very, like, you know, we believe in the people, you know what I mean? And okay. We know, like, it's everything. You got to find the right door to get through in order to really make a difference, you know. People, I mean, especially people my age. I speak to somebody my age; they have not a clue what's going on. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people, I think, are pretty pretty oblivious. I'm not sure where it is you're going with all this.
Well, the biggest issue is that the reason why I wanted to call and tell you a little bit about this is because the issue with the Gulf spill, with the oil spill, is that
and you can try to get to your point, but you better do it quick. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a few moments remain. If you're on the line, we'll do our best to get to your call. I'm not going to give you the number at this point because we're in the remaining moments of the show. But it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the show. Want to support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live and LRN.FM and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up and get perks like the amp-only call-in lines. Forum, amp-only podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls, now Raphael is on the line in Colorado, and honestly, Raphael, it's been pretty tough to discern what your point is so far, so we're going to go ahead and give you another 30 seconds here to where you need to get to the point pretty quick, because we've got other folks that are waiting.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so the point about the product that I have is this, is that we know that the crude oil is out in the Gulf. And because there's such a vast amount of crude, as the sun beats on it, it actually breaks down the crude and it releases the toxins in the air, which is benzene, hydrogen sulfide, and so forth, you know, and benzene, which can cause leukemia, and and hydrogen sulfide can cause death.
So what about it?
It's not good. What about it?
So the issue is, one is, why hasn't the EPA come out and tell, through the testing that they've done with the air, why haven't they put that on their site?
You know, lies to you, that's why. Go on. Now,
yeah,
tell us what you want to do.
And I totally agree. So what we do, I mean, what we have planned is to, you know, we plan to disperse it, but since our product is naturally, they're natural microorganisms that actually come from the bottom of the sea, it's not like we're doing something like Nalco, where they're adding six of our own chemicals that we use in the house that are chemically engineered agents.
I'll tell you what, I wish you the best of luck with your product. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's go to Ty, listening in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, I finally got a kit for my Part 15 AM transmitter, and I'm trying to consider some different ways to feed it. You know, I've got an internet connection, a broadband internet connection, and I know that you've got the satellite up and running now, too. But I heard you mention that you have an internet radio, and I was wondering, you know, I'm trying to figure out what might be the least expensive way for me to feed LRN to this transmitter. And I could use my computer, but then it would be kind of locked in,
Yeah, then you're running a computer for the purposes of just feeding audio to a transmitter. Yeah, I would recommend some sort of device that is dedicated to just simply doing audio.
Did you have something like that?
Pulling audio. You can do different things. I mean, there's the Barrix box, which is like a couple hundred bucks. B-A-R-I-X. I think the product is called the Xtreamer, if I'm not mistaken, with that. I've had some good experience with that. It's like just a little dedicated box that streams audio. And then there's also these internet radios that are, you know, more consumer oriented, that probably would get the job done for, you know, about 100 or 120 bucks, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was looking at the satellite, but then I'd have to get the receiver and a dish, and that'd probably be at least $200 to get that set up.
Yep, that's a couple $100 as well. So yeah, any way you go about it, you're looking at probably spending at least $100, if not $200, to get a dedicated audio device that's going to be able to feed and handle the feed of 24-hour audio around the clock.
What was the one thing you said? Was an Xtreme?
The Barix, B-A-R-I-X. If you search for that, you'll find the company's website, the Xtreme. It's a really good product. And it's one of the things we're going to do over at LRN.FM is we're going to add some of these products to the website so people can get an idea for what some of their options are so they can start their own micro station as you're planning to do and put the ideas of freedom on the air in their local areas.
I think a lot of people don't know that it's legal to set up one of these Part 15 stations.
Yeah, that's what that is.
In your community, and you can broadcast to, you know, people nearby, basically.
Theoretically, these stations can go. The Part 15 AM stations could travel for a mile or so.
I've heard some reports that they may get two, but yeah. I'll be happy if I can just get a half mile and cover my neighborhood.
A half a mile is probably a pretty realistic expectation, and it all depends on a variety of different factors, so your mileage may vary. And
the Rangemaster is supposed to be one heck of a piece of equipment. Of course, it's
$1,000. They actually lowered the price on it because there's a competitor out there
now.
Great. So it's probably more like $600 to $800.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've looked at it.
Yeah. So there are different options, and we're going to be putting those up.
Is that an antenna?
No, that's a transmitter, actually.
Transmitter. I just got this SS Tran AMT 3000 kit. It's less than $100.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different options.
I've got to put it together.
There's all kinds of different options out there, and that could be kind of a fun thing where you get a kit, and if you've got like a son or a daughter or something like that, you could put it together with them and, you know, do one of those little father and son moments.
It's got good reviews. It's a well-designed circuit, but I was just thinking right now the way I'm set up, I would have to kind of dedicate my computer to that, and it would not work. I'd have to build another computer dedicated to it.
You don't want to have a whole computer just to stream audio. It just doesn't make sense. It's a waste of power and a waste of it's really expensive, too. I mean, for the cost of what you'd pay for a few of those parts in that computer, you can have a little box, which doesn't take up much room at all, that just streams audio around the clock. So good luck with that. And as I say, we're going to be putting more information up about that. It's on my list of things to do at LRN.FM on the broadcast page.
Jeez, if the Rangemasters are that cheap, I'm going to get one.
Really?
I'd love to have one.
Aren't you paying off debt?
Yeah, once I'm done.
Okay.
I've only got a few thousand dollars to go, for God's
just
sake.
Sure.
I mean, you want to put my debt out there in everybody's business, for God's sake. Everybody in America has debt, dude.
I'm just saying.
You act like it's a disease.
Don't go and jump. Don't go and jump into something like that. If you
Thanks,
got to pay
Dad. I think I can handle my finances.
Just making sure you're taking care of the right thing.
And the guy,
your creditor's sitting here in this room.
Can you believe the guy accused him of having Asperger's? Can you believe it?
What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means.
It's the inability to properly relate with other individuals.
Let's go continue on here. Look, you're the one that's in debt, Mark. I'm just trying to help you out.
You aren't in debt? You don't owe any money to anybody?
Nope. Let's talk to Paul in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I just earlier on the night, you guys were talking about examples of people who did civil disobedience and how they a lot of them also kind of had they supported the state or supported socialism. And Gandhi was mentioned in there, and I just wanted to correct that briefly because I certainly would consider Gandhi a voluntarist. He definitely opposed state, you know, a big powerful state. I can read a couple quotes here real quickly. He says, the state represents violence in a concentrated and organized form. The individual has a soul, but as the state is a soulless machine, it can never be weaned from the doctrine to which it owes its very existence. He says, in the ideal state, therefore, there is no political power because there is no state, but the ideal is never fully realized in life. Hence, the classical statement of Thoreau, the government is best which governs the least.
That's quite a statement.
He says,
he sure didn't get what he was shooting for, did he?
The increase in the power of the state was the greatest fear because, though while apparently doing good by minimizing exploitation, it does the greatest harm to mankind by destroying individuality, which lies at the root of the progress. We know of so many cases where men have adopted trusteeships, but none where the state has really lived for the poor.
Thanks for sharing those here.
He kind of missed the target, though, you know, with India being one of the most socialist countries in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, one guy, sorry for one guy to completely control the the progress that an entire country will make, but I would say he pushed it in the right direction.
Very good. I appreciate you illuminating that, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to James in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, I've been discussing with other libertarians and things, and there's kind of this misconception that big government and big corporations aren't in cahoots. Kind of like the gentleman that was talking a little bit earlier about BP. And
that they are or are not in cahoots.
That they aren't. A lot of people like to think that big corporations want laissez-faire government, and they want they want their government subsidies, which is basically what it is. And I guess the best example that I have found that I just learned about is that you remember when like there was that little lead scare that came in the Barbie doll or whatever, and they're putting all these restrictions all over all the toy makers, all the mom and pop shops that make toys.
Yeah.
And Mattel is one of the biggest backers of that. They helped write the legislation.
I would say they're so in cahoots that they're almost a branch. They're just like parts of the government at this point.
Right? You're absolutely right about that. Mattel and Hasbro are both behind that that legislation, which is crippling the mom-and-pop toy industry. It's also crippling the aftermarket kind of third, thrift store world or Goodwills, for instance, that had to throw out baby blankets. They've had to throw out baby toys. They've had to just toss out literally millions of dollars worth of inventory of stuff that has not passed the new government lead free certification, and so therefore it's illegal to sell it. I mean, it's crazy, this legislation.
Well, and Mattel is the only one. They were actually given like a government sanction, or they were able to actually do in house. You're supposed to go out of house. Everybody else in the country has to go out of house, but Mattel, for some odd reason. They've been able to secure basically they meet all the requirements that the government has set, so they can do it in-house. They'll test one Barbie doll every, 300 or 400 or whatever, and the rest of us are just toy makers are basically just stuck, spending tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, this is what they call in the ad business, they would call it an in-house agency. The smaller people in the world have to go to ad agencies that might represent them, whereas the big companies have their own in-house agencies that that take care of their stuff.
Yep, you're absolutely right on that, and there's so many examples of this. We mentioned just this week, we mentioned it this week, that the cigarette regulations that were passed recently were supported by the big cigarette manufacturer, Philip Morris. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.